This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
On the authority of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Ar-rajulu ala dini khalilihi falyanzur ahadukum man yukhalil." That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that the man follows his friend's religion or his close friend's religion, so each one should be careful and look to who they take as friends. So the first thing is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, "Ar-rajulu," and in other hadith, "Al-mar'u ala dini khalilihi, ala dini khalilihi." So the first thing is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentions khalil, and khalil in Arabic means close confidant, close friend. Not just someone that's an acquaintance, not someone that you're getting to know, someone that you've known for a while, someone that you have a close connection to. Like if something goes wrong, this is the one you're going to call. You feel in a certain way, this is the one you're going to call. If there's problems, you're going to express it to them. You want to vent, it's going to be them. People, when they see that person, they think of you because y'all are so close. Everyone knows. And khalil, even when you look at it linguistically, it comes from, like, when we talk about vinegar, it's khal, to where different elements and different particles mix with one another to the degree that it stays so long that it ferments. Ibrahim alayhi salam was called khalilullah. He was a friend, close friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is an expression to show that Ibrahim alayhi salam was close to Allah with his worship, with his heart, with his actions, with his ibadah, with his struggle that brought him closer to Allah, which is another interesting subject in regards to how we become akhillallah. So the first type shows the khalil is at the highest level. So each one of you, are you a khalil of someone? And who is your khalil? Because sometimes you may be someone's khalil and they're not your khalil. And this happens a lot of times with us as young men and grown men as well. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is mentioning something very important, that whatever your khalil is upon, know that you will be affected by it, that you are upon what he's upon. Because when you think about it, initially y'all had the same interests, so the interest is what ultimately brings any type of people together. Right now you're listening to me because there is an Islamic interest of you trying to understand what it means to be a man Islamically. So that interest is that what brought you together with your friend. You need to stop and think, what do me and my close, my main man, 100 grand, right? What do we have in common that brings us together? What is that common denominator that we share that we are so passionate about that makes us close? Is it our personality? Is it our race? Is it our tribe? Is it our parents? Is it a sport? Is it an academic endeavor? Is it something, a certain magazine we like, a certain video game we like? What is it that brings us together? And make no mistake, there is going to be something, whatever brought y'all together, it's what you all both are passionate about. That is one strong element of what made y'all close friends. Dare we even say best friends. The second point is important to understand that we're social creatures. So when we talked about the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, being that he said, "Kullu mauludin yuladu ala al-fitra aw ma min mauludin illa wa yuladu ala al-fitra," when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that there is no any element or any person or object that is born, human being that is born, except that they are born on the natural inclination, the fitra, which means that which is naturally ingrained in the human being. But for abawahu yuhawidanihi or yunasiranihi or yumajisani, or his two parents make him a Jew, Christian, or a Magian, a Zoroastrian, a fire worshiper. This is important in regards to nature, that you're born on the fitra, but your social environment, what is around you consistently will have an effect on you. And subhanAllah, even when we look at it from the weather, you know, the weather, when you're around the sun, your skin is going to darken. Some people may get a certain level of skin cancer. You're going to be so used to it. When you're around the cold, it's different. So the environment, even, there's even a study called epigenetics, that the environment has or plays a role on your genetics, your genes, subhanAllah. So this shows the importance of the social environment that you're around. So the habits that your close friend may have, if you are not an objection to them, then you may gain and take on those habits as well. whether it's smoking cigarettes, whether it's staying away from cigarettes, drugs, girls, misogynist way of thinking about girls, nihilism, thinking that life doesn't have any meaning, atheism. If you're around that friend that has had a bad experience, young man, parents got a divorce, he hates his father, mother doesn't understand him, goes on to drugs, you're coming from a family, so you have a mother and father, but they're still, you know, you see them argue every now and then, and your friend starts to get involved in smoking weed. So you start to smoke weed with him. It's a downhill spiral from there, slippery slope. Unless one of y'all stands up to your friend or vice versa, and they say, bro, this isn't right, man. You know, we know where this is going to lead us. Let's handle our problems a different way. You know, we're men. We're trying to be men, honest, upright men to have children. Would you want your son doing that? Would you want your daughter doing that, right? One is going to affect the other. And guess what? When you all start to disagree on certain concepts and guidelines of life, you'll slowly split apart. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's important to have standards. Do not be a yes man. Your friend, which leads to the third point, who is the leader? Because a lot of times when you have a khalil, one is leading the other. Now, it may be he may lead you in one particular aspect of life and you may lead him in another. So, for instance, you may be the one that reminds him to pray all the time. And he's the one that's reminding you to go out and get a job or to ways in finding a job and ways of staying fit. He's really good in fitness and nutrition. And you're always reminding him to read the Quran. He's reading the Quran. You're getting fit. This is something that is commendable because both of these are helping you be a better man. And that's why this hadith is so important. What are the elements of your friend, the characteristics of your friend that assist you in being a man's man, a master man, rooted in the deen? Because sometimes you'll meet someone, you know, I had a friend, subhanAllah, he was involved in martial arts. But when it came to religion, he was atheist. He had a lot to say about atheism, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We had a commonality in martial arts. But when it came to the deen, no commonality. Guess what? I had a choice to make. Did I want to hang around him 4 or 5 days a week and train? Or did I want to go my separate way? I decided to go my separate ways. And I let him know the reasons why. You know, and that's important. Your khalil is founded in what? That friendship is founded in what? What is the basis of that friendship to which if it wasn't there, if it's not there, it could compromise the integrity of the friendship. And a man is indifferent. We're going to talk about that. He is indifferent. The only person that he relies on and ultimately wants to please, the only thing that he wants to rely on and please is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything else is subservient to that, even your friends. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that choose righteous friends, right friends, those that want to do the right things, because determining what is right and wrong is not ultimately up to you or me or to your friend. It's up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that choose the akhilla, the good close friends, for that which benefits us in this life as men and in the next life, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.